fundamentals of faith. Let's look now. Let's go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews once more, please. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, not revealed to the senses. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Now, I've heard people say, God created the universe out of nothing. No, he created it out of something you can't see, because he spoke it into existence. In the beginning, God. Now, look that up. In the beginning, Elohim, plural, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, they created it. Well, you could preach the rest of the night on that. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. That's faith. Must believe that he is, and must believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Impossible to please God without faith. Now, let's look back here. Chapter 4, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of us entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Glory to God. I get excited just at the idea of this. Praise God. All right. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. You know what Brother Hagin used to call this? Bug hunting. We're going to look under every rock, under every leaf. I know I used to do that. Ephesians 2, 8. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened or made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So, you can't be saved without it. Now, Romans 1:17. So, look over there at that. Verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and to the Greek. for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So you can't live the Christian life without it, and that's Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, and Habakkuk 2:4. You can't live the Christian life without it. 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7. Well, we already read that one. We walk by faith and not by sight. You can't walk the Christian walk without it. 1 Timothy 6, 2. Thank you, Jesus. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of honor, that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not discipline them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved partakers of this benefit. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Glory to God. You can't fight the Christian fight without faith. 1 John 5:1-4. And every time you watch Victory News, you learn this one. Amen. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loveth him also that's begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God when you love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, I was in that little North Texas town in Hereford, Texas. You know what the Hereford is. They're red and have white, and the purebloods don't have any horns. And that's an English bred that came from Hereford, England. Only one rancher in the state of Texas would have anything to do with that animal. And so Hereford, Texas is right up in the panhandle. And when you go up there now, you kind of hold your nose when you drive through, because they've got so many cow pens. I mean, you can smell them for miles. So, you know, you just put your mask on and go on through there, particularly if you're on a motorcycle. Oh, my. But I was there and I was preaching there. And it was a very adventurous time. It was a wonderful time. I was there 3 weeks. And so I was in my motel room, and I had all my outlines. And the way I do my outlines, I do headlines, and then I do the scripture in red like that. And so I had outlines just like that. And so I had them here on the bed, and I was just beginning that meeting. And I said, Lord, should I start on the new birth, on faith? Should I start, and when should I preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost and healing and prosperity? And I had all my outlines up there. He said, in my spirit, he said, is there victory in the new birth? Well, certainly. Victory over death and hell and the grave. Is there a victory in the baptism of the Holy Ghost? That's the gateway to the supernatural. Is there a victory in healing? Yes. He said every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. Well, I got that from Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say. So I just started writing it down. The believer's voice of victory. The point of this message here tonight, all of these different things, whatever is not of faith is sin. 1 Corinthians 1:24, you can't stand without faith. You can't quench the fiery darts of the enemy without faith. Can't be blessed without it. Now, turn with me to Mark 11 again. And there's something here that this is extremely important. And I didn't see it for quite a while. No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem and went all of that. And in the morning they passed by and saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. He wouldn't have said anything at all. He spoke the desired end result, and he turned his back on that tree. No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. That tree could be alive today and it'd never have another fig on it.
That's right.
He just walked away. He spoke the end result. After that, well, he did it by faith. As far as he's concerned, it's over. He didn't care how his father did it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He just spoke the end results and walked away. Now think about it like this. The Lord showed me this many years ago. You just... okay. At 9:37 on this day, I stepped across the faith line. It is finished.
Amen.
Now the rest of it's not my business. What do? I call things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
I walk away. Instead of tree. Are you listening to me, tree? No, isn't that tree not listening to you? Oh, I'm going to tell you again. Tree, you listen to me. You're going to have to dry up at the roots. You're going to have to die. That tree will be standing there forever. No faith mixed with it.
Right.
You know what we found out in the book of Hebrews?
Yes.
What did he say? You can't let the promise slip. You have to go to the promise. You choose that promise, two or three witnesses, and you stand on that blood covenant promise and you establish a relationship with your heavenly Father through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on this particular promise.
Amen.
You cross that faith line and you call it done.
Amen.
I call my body well.
Amen.
I call my ears well.
Yes.
I call my heart well.
Amen.
I've told you about it. I got a short of wind. Preaching with Mike Barber. And that was a miracle night. Besides that, we were in the tent and there were thunderstorms all over the place and just going as preaching, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus and all that. And then we got the radar report. There were tornadoes all the way around that tent and didn't tell, all it did was get wet. Anyway. Got in the airplane, the Lord said, I've given you a new heart.
Amen.
I said, thank you very much. I'm Kenneth Newhart. And my heart is fixed, 112 Psalm. That's what you have to do. So I began looking up scriptures of it and took my stand on that.
Yes, sir.
And no fear of it. And so they tested me and look, I mean, they, you know, looked me over really good. And thinking but come to find out, I didn't need a stent. I didn't need any of that. That the stress of preaching myself to exhaustion. One time I was preaching up in the Northwest in Washington, flying a 421. We stopped in El Paso going home to have lunch. I mean, I felt just as good as I do right now. Well, that airplane has a little air-stair door with two steps like that into the cabin and then up to the cockpit. I walked up there and put my foot up there. I couldn't get in. Well, Gloria's brother Doug flew with me as co-pilot. My cousin Larry Taylor was with me. So Larry was on the inside. He pulled and Doug pushed and I got up there and flew the thing home. I felt wonderful. Another time, I was standing behind the curtain, and this room was up above a parking garage, and the attendants down there got frightened that the garage was going to cave in because everybody up there was shouting praise and joy and jumping up and down on the floor of the thing we're doing. It was that kind of meeting. And it's been kind of like this one, like you're doing me right now. I mean, you pulling stuff out of me I hadn't thought of a long time. And it just kept going. And all of a sudden, I'm standing behind that curtain. And it seemed like to me I was about to come out of my body. So I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me. I can't move my feet. I can't make them go. Oh, God, help me. Just help me get out there. And so it was 7:30, and it was time. I said, help me, Jesus. And I made the first step, and the anointing came on me, and I preached too long. The Lord said, you are taking the anointing as strength, and you get out there and announce a bunch of stuff, and then you have to do it, and I didn't tell you to do it at all. That happened twice. And the stress of it caused my need for a pacemaker. Because as I got older, well, it never did bother me. It just meant I had to go to work. So I call myself Kenneth Newhart. I'm Kenneth Newhart. I'll tell you something else. You know what Jenny called me? Papa Strong Legs. I'm Papa Strong Legs. I just kept saying that. And I have a new heart. I have a new heart. October the 2nd, about 8:42 in the evening, 2017. Sitting in the back seat in the cabin of the Citation tent in Lancaster, Texas Airport. And it was raining then, but the storms had already come through. And you know the rest of it. Don't ever, 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 don't ever feel sorry for yourself.
Amen.
Just a little bit of that. And it'll go over to depression and just a little bit more of that. And you start saying things you know you shouldn't have been saying. And then you have to back up and think, what am I going to do about that?
That's right.
Don't ever do it. Amen. And the minute it starts, talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. I was in my shower. It was up in the middle of the day and I'd been working out or something. And Gloria hollered at me from over the room. And I said, oh, she didn't care anything about me. Right in here. Who do you think you are? It's not your business to have her care anything about you. It's your business to care about her. And besides that, she's my daughter. And I don't care you much talking about that to her. Yes, sir. I'll never do it again.
Amen.
I was feeling sorry for myself. I was tired. And it seemed like in those days I had built-in tired. And I might have more than that if I don't go home here in a little bit.
Come on.
He spoke the end result. He crossed that faith line. He would never have mentioned it if Peter hadn't said something about it. But it dried up from the roots.
That's right.
The word of God will go to the root of the problem and kill it. But as long as you're batting at the leaves, that tree will stand there and laugh at you. The sickness will laugh at you. Poverty will laugh at you. Until you take that stand and I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Glory be to God. And no curse can come on this household. Thank you, Jesus. All during COVID, I went out in front of our house. And I took some little flowers that smell good. That was my hyssop. And I put it over the doorpost of the house. I said, COVID, you ain't coming in here.
Amen.
That's what you have to do. So, thank you, Father. This has been a marvelous time. And the other thing I'll tell you, demand the mountain to move. Demand it to move. You have been given authority by the Master himself to speak to that mountain and tell it to be cast into the sea. Why cast into the sea? Because once it goes into that sea, there is no evidence that it ever existed. It's sunken out of sight forever. Amen.
Even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. We have more than enough living in the overflow in Jesus' name. Come on, give him another praise, everybody.
You know, just the word that was preached was powerful, but what was more powerful was the presence. Like, you could literally just feel the anointing in the room, and like, we left and just felt different. We were talking different. We were acting different.
And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." That's the reason preachers get loud.
Amen.
He did. And you ought to get loud back.
You're going to abound in my grace. You're going to abound in my favor. You're going to have all sufficiency in all things and in every way. Hallelujah. That sounds good to me. How about you?
She said she has total range of motion without pain.
Look at you.
Praise God.
I started to rotate and lift my arm straight up, and I couldn't rotate it at all. Now I can rotate it.
I am so grateful that he healed me, that I could use this brain of mine for his kingdom work.
Jesus is alive, and so am I. Well, give him a shout, glory to God. People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things, and you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Galatians 6:6-8 is our foundation scripture, which talks about sharing the good things we've learned and received with those who have been taught in the Word. We want to give you the opportunity to sow into the teaching of the Word of God that you've heard this week so we may continue to send this message of faith to others to receive revelations for their lives. Psalms 1:3 describes a picture of one who hears the word and studies it. He shall be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper. Partners, that's who you are in Christ, and it applies to every area of life. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for your faithful giving and support, and they love and appreciate you so much, and they pray for you every day. The word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland to send this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. You have been a part of every broadcast, magazine, website, prayer call, and product that has carried the word of God to people across the globe. Let me pray over your offering today. Heavenly Father, you love a cheerful giver, and according to your promise, every good thing that any man does, the same shall be done unto them by our Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of your anointing, your holy word, and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower of this broadcast. All sufficiency in all things be made available unto them so that they may abound to every good work. I call their due season into manifestation and their harvest abundant in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. It's been another great week of the word being sown out to people all over the world. We declare Isaiah 55:11 that the word will produce fruit and accomplish God's purpose, prospering everywhere it is sent. If you'd like to be a part of what KCM is doing around the world, then I encourage you to become a partner with us. Visit kcm.org/partner and join the team. Together, we are helping to feed, equip, and give people of all ages and nationalities, and we say yes and amen to that. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.